Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive All next week from 4 p.m. alongside the sneaker freak himself, Darren Bent. Now, we kick things off by looking ahead to today's exciting Premier League fixtures as we bring you live free exclusive commentary of Nottingham Forest against Liverpool. That one's on TalkSport at 12:30. And Everton take on Crystal Palace at 3 p.m. on TalkSport 2.
And so it begins. Gibbs-White sends it into the mixer. He's headed down and in. Brilliant connection. Super goal. And the celebration from Emmanuel Dennis isn't bad either.
Also, Paul's understood pretty quickly in this season that it's obviously not a smooth start into the season.
It's magnificent from Mo Salah.
Gordon into the area. Anthony Gordon. The man they're all talking about.
There's a fascination about who might get sacked next and all these things.
Zaha! 1-1! What a counter-attacking goal from Crystal Palace!
The best there is on offer. And that's just Talk Sport.
Everton and England number one Jordan Pickford has sat down exclusively with Talk Sport's Mickey Gray about his current form with the Toffees and his confidence going into the World Cup.
I think my own form's been good. I think I've carried it on and been consistent over the last couple of years now, and just keep them thriving to get better and better. But yeah, I feel like I've started well. Unfortunately, missed the England games and one game against West Ham through injury, but I worked hard to get back out on the pitch as quick as I can. And yeah, my own form's good and just keep building and building each game I come, I'm ready for. Yeah, really confident. You know, we've got a great squad. We've had the feeling of getting beat in a final, a semi-final. We've had that disappointment and defeat by not getting all the way, but not getting the winners' medal. And I think that you can only learn from it. So you can learn from the negatives. And we know what what defeat tastes like now. So it's about us being a group and stepping up and going all the way. We know so much competition in the World Cup, but when we're on our A game, I think we're a top side.
Now, Liverpool midfielder Fabinho has been speaking exclusively to TalkSport, describing the win against Man City as a turning point and how the Reds will be playing catch-up this season.
A big win that was against Man City, of course, changed the mood around the training ground. And we knew this win against it was important, but we knew we had to keep going, to keep winning games. And yes, win against West Ham was really important. It was 2-1-0 wins, so the two clean sheets was important as well for us. The game Alisson had yesterday was really important for him and for us as well. Of course, it's not nice to be 11 points behind the leader. Arsenal are playing really well at that moment, are really confident, are winning tough games like was the case against Leeds. But we know what we are capable to do. So yes, we have a big gap to close. And this is the goal now. This is the focus to try to win in your games, to close the gap for not just Arsenal, but for the other five or six teams that we have in front of us.
Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp also spoke ahead of their clash with Forest and commented on the change of formation he's implemented.
The atmosphere will be outstanding, I'm 100% sure. So that's what I like that as an experience to have it as well, because it's one thing to talk about because everybody tells you, and one thing to experience yourself. Oh, that's another thing. But of course, when we faced them last time, they were full of confidence. They were really flying. And we felt that. It was a well-trained team, which they still are. But that in that moment, all the pieces fell in place pretty much. So that's different this season. But that makes it even more difficult, because now the spirit will be at 100%. They will fight for everything. They want to change their situation. And that's what we have to expect. Will we always play like this in the last game now to get stability again? We changed to a 4-5-1 in the last few minutes. So that's possible still. It all depends to who is available, who is fit, who can... When we started the 4-4-2, we had two more strikers available. Feels like long ago, but it's only like 10 days ago that we had two more. And so we have to stay open for all different possibilities what we can do, and we will, and then we make decisions about that. So it's about what is best for us and what is the worst for the opponent. That's pretty much how you try to set up, and that's what we always did and will do.
Now, a reminder, the game day phone-in today with Jamie O'Hara and Gavier Bonhol will be taking your calls, of course, during Chelsea against Manchester United. And staying with Manchester United, Cristiano Ronaldo has been making the headlines. Red Devils manager Erik ten Hag gave his thoughts on the current situation.
I understand there are questions about that. But on the same time, it's about Chelsea, and we have a big game to play. So all my focus is on that game. All the focus from the staff is on that game, and the focus from the players are on that game. And we have to win that game, and we have to do everything we can. So we need full concentration to prepare that game and to play our best. Have a reflection for him, but I think it's also for everyone else. I set a warning in the start of the season, and then when the next time it has to be consequence. Otherwise, when you are living together, when you playing together, and football is a team sport, and so you have to fulfill certain standards, and I have to control it.
Man United hero Lee Sharp joined TalkSport Breakfast discussing Cristiano Ronaldo's recent behaviour and doesn't believe he would ever have dreamed of acting like that if Sir Alex Ferguson was still in charge.
Well, the club's always bigger than any player. Anybody that's been at the club will tell you that. But I think it is a little bit spoiled bratish by Cristiano. I think he's a bigger and better person than that. I think the players in the dressing room and that were on the pitch will look up to him for what he's done throughout his career. And this shows just a little bit of pettiness that didn't really need to be doing. It's not sort of 10, 15 minutes before the match. It's sort of 2 minutes or a minute left on the clock. So why he has to leave then and can't just wait on the bench and congratulate his teammates after? I don't know, because it was an amazing performance and it's taken away from that. I mean, he obviously loves Ronaldo. He's like a bit of a long-lost son to him. So he would probably deal with it differently towards Ronaldo than he would to anybody else doing it. But I'm just not sure that when Sir Alex was there, this would have actually happened. I think people would have known the rules and the laws and what comes of it. And I don't think it would have happened. We had a lot of senior players towards the, you know, come to end of careers. I mean, Brian Robson, one of them was on the bench. You would never see Brian Robson walking off because he couldn't get on the pitch. So... like I said before, it's a difficult situation for the manager, but he seems to be dealing with most problems very well at the moment.
Now, TalkSport broke the news that Aston Villa had parted company with Steven Gerrard as their manager. Liverpool legend Jamie Carragher joined White and Jordan and gave his reaction to the news.
I was disappointed for him. I spoke to him in the week, and he's not daft. He's been in football a long time. He knew how important these two games were, and he was just hoping he could get the second game out of it at Brentford, which was certainly a winnable game. But as I said, I think the manner of the defeat at Fulham, the reaction of the Villa supporters, made it probably the position untenable. I think it'd be a time for reflection, obviously, whenever any manager loses his job. But I think with Stevie Gerrard and players of his sort of stature in the game, and also how the rewards he's had from the game, they don't need to take a job right away. And it's just, I think they'll look at that and think, I'll wait for the right job. Now, whether that Stevie wants to go back in, I'm not so sure. But the three jobs he's taken, Liverpool, youth team, obviously a huge club. Glasgow Rangers was obviously a giant of a football club in Scotland. He turned that club around. And Aston Villa, the biggest club in the Midlands and one of the biggest clubs in the country. So he's picked and choose big football clubs with great history, and I think he'll wait for something similar to come along. Otherwise, I don't think he would go back in, but that's only me. That's not Steven's words.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, former Aston Villa striker Darren Bent believes there could be a chance that Steven Gerrard is in for a shout of being the next England manager. What's all that about?
When they get beat 3-0 by a newly promoted side, it wasn't great. But again, they started off the season in that same vein because they got beat by Bournemouth, who just got promoted 2-0. I feel for Steven Gerrard. I know him. I wanted him to succeed. There's a massive football club with huge ambition. But unfortunately, the results haven't been good enough. You talked about winning 12 games, losing 18 in your 38 games in charge. It's not a good look, is it? Do you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if he was one of the candidates for the England job next. You know what they like, the FA? They like people that have been in the system before. He's obviously played for England. He's very much a company man, isn't he? Steven Gerrard. I just think that he could be one, certainly.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'll be back on Monday at 4 p.m. alongside the sneaker freak himself, Darren Benn. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning. So do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.